We've arrived at Friday, and it is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi River, there are 13 polar plunge locations in our state this winter. We'll get to know what these events are all about. But first, let's check in on our winter member drive here at WPR. I'm here with Sean Johnson. Good morning.
Hi, Kate.
Our goal is to keep bringing you topics like you hear in Wisconsin Weekend, places you want to go and places you want to see, interesting conversations. Your support makes that happen because listener support is actually the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have about 25 minutes left this hour. We're looking for six more people to join to help us hit our goal. So thank you if you've already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
And in that last segment, we learned all about skiing, skiing culture. We learned about skiing techniques, how they've evolved.
I mean, what did we learn, Sean Johnson?
What did you want to know? I have the falling technique. That's mine. But I mean, and you hear it from the people who are involved in this stuff, which is great. That's what you turn to Wisconsin Public Radio for. That's why you listen to the Ideas Network. If this is the kind of programming, the kind of conversation that you value, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. These are the kinds of conversations that you can count on from the morning show.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
As the donor, you get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is right for you.
That might mean be what you spend every month and going out to dinner or doing things with your friends. These are the things you enjoy that make life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I would say that if you really enjoy public radio and you listen to it even occasionally, if it does something to enlighten you on a certain point of view, then that is value. It's valuable, but nothing in life that is of value is truly free. Being a sustaining member, even if you just donate a small amount each month, you know, what it would cost you for a cup of coffee is really, really worth it if you believe in what they're doing. And I do. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Sean Johnson, and it's your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. Whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we absolutely appreciate and we count on your gift.
Now is the time. Give right now while you're thinking about it. It takes just a few minutes to contribute.
And you'll have that really good feeling of supporting the programs you love. See what that's like right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have about 22 minutes left this hour. We are looking still for six more people to join to help us hit our goal. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And then throw in that added bonus for supporting programs you love. You'll have five chances to win that $500 travel agency gift card. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
If you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up the monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs that you love. and get automatically entered in the drawings we have during member drives.
Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. Thank you so much for your support at WPR.org. Right now, we're talking about Polar Plunge experiences in our state. The Polar Plunge is a fundraiser for nearly 9,000 Special Olympics Wisconsin athletes. They compete and they train year-round in more than a dozen sports. There are several Polar Plunges set for this weekend in Oconomowoc, Wausau, and Eau Claire. So have you done one? What was it like? What do you remember about that day? Was the water colder than you expected? And how did your body react? The conversation is right here at 800-642-1234. Talking Polar Plunges at 800-642-1234. Tommy Jaime is Communications Director for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Tommy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Where are these Polar Plunges taking place? Is it in lakes, rivers, pools?
All of the above. So some of them are you're plunging directly into lakes. Others are into ponds. Some of them are into pools that we set up. And in one case, you're actually running into the Mississippi River. So there's a lot of variety to them.
Wow. So you've taken the plunge yourself. How cold is the water? What does it feel like?
I have to be honest. It's shocking. I'm not going to lie to our listeners, but it definitely that when you hit the water, it's unlike anything else you'll experience. But the thing that I can say though is that you warm up really quickly. So we kind of like lead you directly to hot tubs as soon as you get out. So that chill is really momentary.
How deep is the water?
It depends. The pools I think are like 4 feet deep, and then we kind of try to make it. So we cut holes in the ice in the lakes so that there's about 4 or 5 feet of water that you're jumping into.
And how often do people take the leap in costumes? What are they wearing?
Oh, all kinds of costumes. I mean, we've had teams do the plunge as superheroes. That's a really common one. Old-time wrestlers like Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior. We've had teams do the plunge all in like those giant dinosaur costumes that are really popular. I mean, the costumes that people come out and they really do it up with the costumes.
What is the tradition around these costumes? Where did that come from?
I don't know when or where it started. The plunge has been going on for a little over 20 years. So I think somewhere along the way, probably early on, you know, a group of friends were like, you know what, let's take this to the next level and let's make it even more fun than it already is.
So you mentioned jumping into the water can be a really shocking thing to the system. How do you make sure people stay safe?
So safety is our number one priority. So we have divers in the water at all times for all of the plunges. They've got these giant suits on that keep them insulated and warm. They're probably the warmest people kind of out there at the event. Mm-hmm. And then we have paramedics on site. And so we always want to make sure that all of our plungers are safe, and we do everything we can to ensure that happens.
And then they get out and you go into a hot tub.
Yep, you get out and the best part of the day is you sprint to the hot tub, you jump in, and you just hang out and chill there for a little while until your body warms up.
Wow, so you go from icy cold to nice and warm and hot.
It will be your best hot tub experience of your life, I guarantee it.
So do kids need their parents' approval to take the plunge?
So there are waivers to sign. There isn't any like specific like minimum age requirement, and we have had kids like I've seen kids as young as like 6 or 7 take it, where they've even got their floaties on, and a lot of times they'll jump right into the arms of the divers to make it a little bit less intimidating for them. But yeah, of course, the parents definitely have to sign the waivers for them.
So we're going to see temperatures perhaps in the 40s this weekend. Are you making any changes to the events to accommodate warmer temperatures or melting ice?
No, I don't think there will be. I don't think the temperatures will be quite warm enough or for long enough to really make any changes. It'll actually be really nice temperature. It'll be, you know, warm enough, but not so warm that it makes the plunge that much more of a difference in temperature to really, you know, shock the system even more.
We are talking about Polar Plunges with Tommy Jaime from Special Olympics Wisconsin. The charity is organizing several plunges across the state this weekend as part of a weeks-long fundraiser. Have you done a Polar Plunge to raise money for a charity like the Special Olympics? What convinced you to sign up? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tommy, can you help us understand how the Polar Plunge even got started? What's its history?
So the history, it started in Wisconsin in 1999. So a group of staff at the time They went out to Alaska the year before, and they were doing it in Alaska. They went out for a law enforcement torch run conference, and our law enforcement are our biggest supporters. And they saw these crazy people doing this, and they said, you know, we live in Wisconsin. It's not that different from Alaska in terms of our hardiness and climate. Maybe we can bring this back. And so they literally in the airport on the flight back, or while they were waiting for their flight back, were like sketching down ideas on a restaurant napkin in the airport. They came back. They started it in La Crosse. So La Crosse was the first one in 1999. That year they raised like $30,000 just in that one event, and they were off and running. They're like, we got to do this in more places. So the next year they brought it to a few more locations. Before you know it, we're doing it in 10, 12, now 13 locations across the state.
Has it spread across the country at all?
Yeah, so it's a nationwide kind of fundraiser for Special Olympics organizations across the country. So they even do it in California and Florida. They try to get, you know, they have to get a little bit more creative with the cold water. So they'll like set up a pool and, you know, put ice in it a couple days before or something like that. But it's definitely Special Olympics, you know, one of Special Olympics' biggest fundraisers around the country.
And if you want to take the plunge this weekend, how much do you need to raise?
So the minimum that you have to raise is $75. So it's not that much where you couldn't, you know, it could be a last minute decision where the morning of you could be like, you know what, I want to do that. And you could just go to the plunging location and pay the $75 if you wanted, or ask a few friends, and then you'll get to kind of sign up right on the spot.
So advance registration isn't really required?
It's not required. You have to register on, if you want to register online, it has to be, you know, the day before at least. But we do accept day of registrations for sure.
How does the money raised through these plunges, how does it help the Special Olympics?
It helps our athletes in so many ways. It is our largest fundraiser of the year. It raises over $1 million for our organization every year. So we offer 19 sports year-round. We have like nearly 200 competitions a year. So, I mean, these are all events that our athletes look forward to year-round. Many of them play 3, 4, 5 sports a year. I mean, it's really kind of their main social activity. And then it helps off the field as well. We also offer healthy athletes, so free kind of medical screenings for hearing, for eyes, for teeth, and that's all at no cost to the athletes. And then we do other things like leadership training. We're in schools. We have a program called Unified Champion Schools, where we're working with schools to promote inclusion. And so it's, you know, the Polar Plunge helps in so many ways.
How many athletes do you work with for Special Olympics?
So we have about 9,000 athletes, Special Olympics Wisconsin. Across the world, there's something like 5 million athletes. It's crazy how, you know, big of a movement this is globally.
What does it mean for these athletes to compete?
For many of them, I mean, it means the world to them. I have many of the athletes are my close friends, and they just talk a lot about how much Special Olympics has changed their lives, how it's given them kind of a, you know, ray of hope when, you know, they were maybe down or didn't have a, you know, circle of friends or didn't feel like they had much going on. And so it's kind of been a lifeline in a lot of ways. And we try to kind of empower them to become their own advocates and to, you know, be self-advocates and to really kind of, you know, be the avant-garde of the inclusion revolution, as we like to say. So
the friends who are these athletes, what sports are they in? What do they love?
So basketball is certainly one of our more popular sports. Mm-hmm. Bowling is really popular. Bocce is popular. Swimming. And then we also have some kind of newer sports that are gaining in popularity, like flag football is kind of a newer team sport that's becoming really popular. And that's every fall. The state tournament is every fall. Volleyball. We even have sailing. We have winter sports as well. We just had 2 weeks ago, we had our winter games, our state winter games. So
How did that go?
It was awesome. It was up in Wausau. I'm a big winter sports fan, so I always enjoy going to that. It was up in Wausau. And we do cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, downhill skiing, even snowboarding. It's a lot of fun. And we had like 150 athletes from around the state that were out there for that, and they just had the time of their life.
How long is the trajectory of an athlete's career? How long do they go?
Well, that's one of the cool things about Special Olympics is it's a lifelong kind of sport or commitment, I should say. It's not like, you know, oh, you play high school football and you're done when you're 18. I mean, these athletes are athletes for life a lot of times. One of our more famous athletes, Cindy Bentley, she's out in Milwaukee. She's met two presidents. She's, you know, traveled the world speaking on behalf of Special Olympics. She's in her 60s and, you know, she's kind of an elder stateswoman. We have athletes who are 10, 11 years old. We even now have young athletes. It's kind of a program that targets the younger kids, 2 to 10. And it brings kids with intellectual disabilities together with kids who don't have intellectual disabilities kind of in a unified format to kind of like learn kind of the early stages of sports. So it's really a kind of almost a birth to death kind of thing.
So with these polar plunges, you have 13 this season here in Wisconsin. What is turnout like?
Turnout's been pretty good so far. Last week alone was our kind of our biggest week in terms of numbers because we had our two biggest are in Madison and Oshkosh, and those were both last week. We had our Milwaukee County Zoo, so all three of those were on the same weekend. So between those three, that was like 2,500 plungers. Really incredible display of support from people across the state. And so far, you know, many of the plunges have exceeded their expectations in terms of revenue. And in terms of plungers, we've been really happy with the turnout so far this year.
Tommy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tommy Jaime is from Special Olympics Wisconsin, the organizer of these polar plunges in Eau Claire, Oconomowoc, and Wausau this weekend. We've been talking about polar plunges as part of our weekly Wisconsin Weekend Hour, where we look at ways to get out and travel the state. What's happening in your community that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas for Wisconsin Weekend to ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org, and we'll explore your tip for a Wisconsin Weekend program. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is Wisconsin Weekend on the Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network. On a Friday, you're with us for Wisconsin Weekend on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So let's swing over now to our winter member drive at WPR and check in on how it's going. I'm here with Sean Johnson. Good morning.
Morning, Kate.
We're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like the Morning Show. Support from people like you is the largest piece of the funding for WPR programs. And that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And we have about 6 minutes left this hour. We're looking for six more people to join in. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, you support the programs that you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, time is now on a Friday. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And in that last segment, we learned about the Polar Plunge and how it supports the Special Olympics, the thousands of people who participate in the Polar Plunge, the thousands of athletes that it supports. And I mean, if you're like me, you were paying close attention to what it feels like when you hit that water, you know, that description of it, a little bit of a shock. but the reward afterward also, you heard from the organizer there. These are the kinds of conversations that you get on the Morning Show. They're the kind of conversations that you count on.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes the many topics that you join us for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And you can get this brand new cozy and stylish WPR hat when you join. This hat is made in the USA right here in Wisconsin. Support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride wherever you go. It starts with your gift of $20 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Sean Johnson, and it's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that is why your support during this winter member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And when six more people join in just the next few minutes here, we'll meet our goal for this hour. We can do it. These hourly goals are set up to make sure that we have the funding for the programs that you enjoy. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might spend a few dollars a month on a TV streaming or a movie subscription service. I know I do. Think about paying for your WPR usage that same way. After all, you tune in every day for information and entertainment.
And if you've never given before, start with a gift of $10 or $20 a month. That's comparable to your Netflix subscription or maybe even a better deal. It's easier to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're in the home stretch this hour looking for four more pledges to stay on track here with our hourly goals. These gifts are so important. WPR is listener powered. And that is why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and ask for the new WPR hat. This knit cap is both stylish and cozy, and it's yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think it's something you would wear, Sean.
I like hats, and this has been the winter-themed show here with skiing, the polar plunge. You round it out when you make the gift, and you get that hat.
Your gift right now, so important, it's powerful, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support.